The pros and cons of downsizing your home. Is it right for you? Should you reduce financial strains by downsizing your home? Reviewing the pros and cons of downsizing your home. The decision to start downsizing your home isn't easy. You likely feel a sense of attachment, whether you lived at the same address for 5 years or 40. Though you've grown accustomed to your current situation, it's essential to acknowledge when your circumstances have changed and embrace the transition. In truth, downsizing your home has a variety of appealing benefits. With a significant reduction in your mortgage payments, utilities, and property insurance, you'll have a far better handle on your finances. You'll also worry less over maintenance and have more freedom from your possessions. So what should you keep in mind if you're unsure whether to move to a smaller home? How will it help to reduce your financial strain, and how do you know if you can handle less space? We'll answer those questions and others like them, looking at the subject of downsizing in greater detail. The benefits of downsizing. Downsizing is an effective solution for eliminating debt. It's far easier to manage the amount of money you owe when you spend less on your mortgage. Without the financial burden of your previous payments, you'll have more to put toward credit cards, loans, medical bills, and other sources of debt. You can also use the proceeds from the sale of your former home to pay cash for your next one. It's possible to cover the full price of your new home without taking out a major mortgage, depending on the size of your previous property. You'll have far more freedom without the constant pressure of a sizable mortgage payment every month. It's also important to think about the flexibility of your new situation. As you continue to pay down your debt, you won't feel as much anxiety over what you buy, whether seeing a movie or going out to eat. You won't double-think your purchasing decisions as often, and it'll improve your overall quality of life. Beyond these immediate benefits, you should also give thought to your long-term plans. Placing a portion of the profits from your home sale in your retirement fund can help ensure your financial security in your later years. It's a small consideration, but it has far-reaching implications for your future comfort. Reasons why downsizing might save your money. Reduced mortgage payments. A smaller home means a smaller mortgage payment, which can save you a significant amount of money over time. Lower utility bills. Smaller homes typically require less energy to heat and cool, which can result in lower utility bills. Reduced property taxes. A smaller home will likely have a lower assessed value, which means lower property taxes. Lower maintenance costs. A smaller home requires less maintenance and repairs, which can save you money in the long run. Lower insurance costs. A smaller home typically requires less insurance coverage, which can result in lower insurance costs. Lower home furnishings costs. A smaller home requires less furniture and home furnishings, which can result in significant savings. The drawbacks of downsizing. As mentioned earlier, you likely feel a sense of attachment to the place where you live. It's full of emotional memories, where you spent time with loved ones, celebrated birthdays, or raised children. Many people find it difficult to part with their previous homes, and those feelings can overwhelm them. You should also think about the size of your living space. American homes have tripled in size over the past 50 years, and downsizing might force you to contend with the materialism inherent in our culture. You won't have as many closets or rooms for storage, and you may have to place your belongings elsewhere. Otherwise, you'll have to discard or sell them, which is also painful if the items have sentimental value. Aside from storage, your limited square footage may cause other problems. It could prove inconvenient when you have guests over, and if you enjoy hosting parties, you may have to take them outside to your yard, weather permitting. In other words, you'll have to account for the restrictions of your home. The process of selling your home may present its own set of challenges. Do you need to make repairs before your home is market ready, and will your appliances fit in your new space? Downsizing may have its share of benefits, but it also poses some tough questions you'll have to answer. Reasons why downsizing might not be in your best interest. Limited space. Downsizing can mean giving up space that you may have grown accustomed to, which can be difficult if you have a large family or frequently host guests. Emotional attachment. If you have a strong emotional attachment to your current home, downsizing can be a difficult decision. Moving costs. Downsizing often involves a move, which can be expensive, especially if you are moving a long distance. Home value. Downsizing can mean giving up a home that has appreciated in value, which can result in a loss of equity. Lifestyle changes. Downsizing may require changes in your lifestyle, such as living in a different neighborhood or giving up certain amenities or luxuries that you may have grown accustomed to. How to know when you're ready? It's natural to feel hesitant when selling your home. It's your home, after all, and it's hard to leave it behind when it's become such a familiar touchstone in your life. Still, you need to look past those initial feelings of reluctance and examine the opportunities that come with downsizing. As you continue, consider the negative aspects of downsizing as well. You won't know if you're ready until you fully explore the option, with everything it entails. Once you review the advantages and disadvantages of downsizing, and your current situation, you'll feel far more confident in your choice. Is downsizing right for you? The decision to downsize your home isn't easy, but sometimes it's necessary. That's okay, and many people in your position have embraced the change with optimism and a positive mindset. They accepted that having more of something isn't the same as getting the most from it. With that in mind, evaluate your available options and determine if downsizing is right for you. You may see the value in a smaller home, or you may decide to stay at your current property. Whatever you choose, you're making the right decision for your unique set of circumstances.